Dan, stick around for a moment, if you will. I'd like to get your comments, if we could, on an interview I did yesterday afternoon with the independent recall candidate, Arianna Huffington. Here she is speaking with us from the studios of member station KQED in San Francisco. Monday's LA Times says you are reconsidering your role in the race. What does that mean?
It means that over the last 48 hours, it looks as though Arnold Schwarzenegger has a real chance of being governor of California. And I have, over the last month of campaigning, been speaking out about the danger of that. Because I believe that even though Schwarzenegger has spent millions of dollars building a political persona that appears moderate, he's really a Bush Republican. And I'm very troubled about the impact it would have on the state to have someone who is committed to no tax increases and also committed to balancing the budget, never having offered any spending cuts that he would make.
If that is the case, does that mean that you might get out of the race and tell your supporters to vote for the Democratic lieutenant governor, the leading Democratic candidate, Cruz Bustamante?
I haven't considered that option. I'm considering a lot of other options and talking to a lot of my supporters, and I'll be making a decision this week.
Ms. Huffington, if I may, why is it that Mr. Schwarzenegger appears to be so troubling to you as a candidate? He is, at least by most accounts, a moderate Republican.
He is a moderate the way Pete Wilson was a moderate, the former governor. You know, they are moderate on social issues like abortion and gun control. But the issues at the moment that are dominating the political debate in California are issues of economic life, of the budget, of the need to actually close corporate tax loopholes in order to increase revenue, in order to be able to fund all the social needs that we have. And in all those respects, Schwarzenegger has surrounded himself with Bush economic team. So this is really why it is so troubling.
Ms. Huffington, but you're running for governor of California. You're not involved in national politics, except as an observer.
But actually, that's the whole point, that national politics deeply impacts California. If we did not have the tax cuts that the Bush administration has put forward, and if we did not have the repeal of the estate tax, we would not be in the straits we are in right now. After all, we are a big part of the United States, and so we are deeply affected.
You will have an announcement sometime later this week. Can you say when that will be? And short of throwing your support to Cruz Bustamante, what other options are available to you?
Well, I will make the decision definitely this week.
Well, that's half an answer. I don't know I don't know what you can do other than say, well, I suppose another alternative for you is to begin campaigning as much as you can for people to vote no on recall.
These are all options, you're right. But, you know, I feel my first responsibility is to have these full private discussions with my supporters, with people who have worked very hard in this campaign, and I would not want to do anything that they would not endorse and they would not support.
Arianna Huffington, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.